Well, hello, and welcome to another session of Thursdays Through Ruth. And last week, Andrew told us about the work of God through Boaz in redeeming Ruth and Naomi from a life of widowhood and poverty. For this session, we're going to take a brief look at everyone's favorite Bible topic, genealogy. So I'll pause here and give everybody a chance to click away, and I'll talk to the one person still remaining. Specifically, we're looking at Ruth chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. And what we have here is, now this is the genealogy of Perez. Perez begot Hezron. Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Abinadab. Abinadab begot Nashon. And Nashon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David. Now, something unique about this genealogy is there's a listing of 10 people, and that falls in line with two other genealogies from the Bible. And that would be Genesis 5, and then Genesis 11, 10 through 26. Now, in each of these cases, we have Genesis 5 going from creation to flood. Then Genesis 11, 10 through 26 gives us from the flood to the forming of nations after Babel, and then to the forming of the chosen nation under Abram. And now in Ruth chapter 4, we have the lineage of Judah to David and ultimately to the Messiah. Each of these critical transitions point to the Bible to indicate that a new age would begin, just like it did with Noah, when the earth would be replenished with a new start. Then Abram would begin the start of a new nation. So too, a new and significant age would begin with King David. Israel will move from 12 tribes into one nation. So we're not going to go through each of those names and talk about each person. I just want to point out that the genealogy here in Ruth is very significant in that it points to a new beginning with David, a new beginning that's going to change the dynamic of way God works with his chosen nation. And we're going to move away from the genealogy. We're going to fit it into the summary of the book. And looking at Ruth chapter 1, verse 1, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. So this time frame is established here. We talked about this previously. It's at the time of the judges. It's during a time when the judges directed Israel, and Israel moved through that cycle that we talked about before, serving the Lord, then sinning against the Lord, then servitude or subjection to their enemies, to supplication to the God that they had ignored, but now are asking for relief from the trials that they're experiencing in their servitude, and then finally God redeeming them, saving them through a judge that would be provided for them by God. The narrative of Ruth falls into that time frame. It gives us a time when the judges were directing the nation, and there would be anything from prosperity to also famine and overtaking by their enemies. But the book of Ruth isn't giving us an overview of all these different events. It's got a selection of one particular family, and it takes us through that story of the misery and emptiness that would be experienced by that family of Elimelech. Ruth is a short story, but it tells us a big story. It tells us a big story about a big God. Throughout the book of Ruth, we discover that God is directing events while doing so through a series of almost insignificant occurrences of everyday people living everyday lives. This life story is framed from the beginning until the end of the story by a larger storyline of the Bible. The book of Ruth shows us how God is at work in the day-to-day activities of average people. The characters face life's normal challenges: limited financial resources, food insecurity, moving, work, family responsibilities, and death. This story is not so different from the life that we live today. All the time, we find that God is weaving a story of redemption out of the pain and in the midst of ordinary existence. The book of Ruth encourages us to view our day-to-day lives as part of God's bigger plan for our lives, a plan for the world, and His redemptive plan for His people. Boaz was a needed and able kinsman redeemer for Naomi and Ruth, but it would be through the lineage of David that a greater kinsman redeemer will come into the world. So come back next week, and Andrew is going to tell you about the greatest of kinsman redeemers.